percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
It is already that time. The spooky time of year when the leaves start turning, the ground smells fantastic. All that stuff happening. And we still got tomatoes. This year it's been fabulous. I planted four plants and I have like 15 or 20. I have no idea. They all cropped up at the same time, so we're still doing tomatoes. I wanted to get into this section, this segment, this show, with a little bit of background. And then I got distracted. I found the Tech Insider has this new floating backpack, the Hover Pack. And they're still doing a Kickstarter for it. This looks fabulous. If you do any kind of backpacking, hiking, you can even, book school, whatever. And it's called, I think it's the Hover Glide. And it's a floating backpack. I saw some stuff on Tech Insider and I saw Twitter and I had to look at it. And then I saw the video. It has potential. So anyway, a lot of talk about that. That was my distraction. That's what happens when you go on Twitter and you try to do last minute show prep. Oh, there it is. Whoops. Okay. Anyway, I have been reading because I do a lot of show prep. The Miracle Club, How Thoughts Become Reality with Mitch Horowitz. And he's the author of Occult America, also Secrets of Spirit Communication, and this is Techniques for Tuning In and Making Contact, Trish McGregor and Rob McGregor. And then the other one, I happen to get two of. I have no idea how this happened, but it's that interesting, and it goes along with the stuff we're talking about. Brennan Store, A Strange Little Place, and this is about Revelstoke, and if you're familiar, probably because you're a skier, this is where people go. It's a really cool place to ski, Canada, and it also has all sorts of things like hauntings, UFO, Sasquatch, missing time, all that good stuff. And that is also involved in part of the Bradshaw Ranch, which is in Sedona, Skinwalker, which is in Utah. And there's a video out right now, the movie, that talks about the Skinwalker Ranch and Robert Bigelow. And what they mention on that is a little item that you don't see or don't read about in the book or read much about, the hitchhiker. So when you go someplace, sometimes something will latch onto you and take a little ride, go home with you, and maybe play with dinner plates, drop objects, make a fingerprint on the bathroom mirror. Okay, yeah. All right, so pick one of those because it's all happened. Anyway, that was one of my things that I thought, you know what? There's also Board Camp Crystal Mine, which I went and visited, and that's in Arkansas. But of all this stuff, there's someplace closer to home where any of these things can happen. Now, we haven't gotten the Sasquatch element yet from Weston, Missouri. But we do have the assortment of odds and oddities and paranormal events and places you can see up close and personal. And the first thing, if you really, really don't believe in this stuff, good. Because usually when somebody really wants to go and have an experience and connect with a ghost, it's their friend who says, B, no. Who says, heck no, it doesn't exist. And that's usually the person who has a paranormal encounter. So Verna, who's the owner of Main Street Galleria in Weston, Missouri, and every year does these wonderful events where you can go, Ghost Tales of Weston, go and have dinner and chat about ghosts and ghost stories and maybe experience up close and personal a haunting or at least an encounter with somebody who's invisible, because that's happened too. Verna Quartz is the owner, and she has her own book about the ghost stories of Weston, Ghost Tales of Weston. Verna, we're back another year, and this is an event you've already filled up. A few seats are left. This is a phenomenal event, and everybody who goes gets at least something out of it if they don't get to meet an up-close-and-personal ghost. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to hearing what you've got going this year because there's some new stories, right?
There's some new stories, yes. New people move to town, and new spirits are coming alive. It's a lot of fun up here.
Can you give us a little bit of a taste of that? What's the newest?
There's a couple that moved from California here to town, sight unseen for the house. And the house is tiny, tiny, tiny. And it was the old African-American school. Mary Bethune was the teacher, and everyone loved her. Now, I don't know if that's the spirit that appeared to these people. They described her, but it was way before my time, so I don't know what she looked like. But, you know, a spirit can come back in any way they want to. So that's one of them. And then the other one, of course, the hotel. We've had a lot of activity over there again.
The St. George?
The St. George Hotel by tourists. And matter of fact, this tourist started out here on Friday night. They stayed all weekend, started out on Friday night, then came back the next morning. I came in the next morning for breakfast, and I told them they were scared. And I mean, that they were staying in the Hana Hotel, and they asked me which room. So I told them. They said, "Oh, we're right across the hall."
Oh,
yeah. But then the following night, they had an experience. So I'm not going to tell you because you got to come to Ghost Jail for breakfast.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's a good tease. All right, we'll leave it there. But the deal is with this: every year, it gets bigger and better. You add things. So if you've been before, then there's always something different that is added either to the tour or subtracted, and something else comes in. And people have experiences while they're there. There was one of the years that were like the caboose, the last people on the tour. I think they needed to make a pit stop at the cafe. And one of the girls went back to the women's restroom, came back out, and said she was really sorry because she had almost bumped into one of the people who was helping back in the kitchen. And the person who was giving the little intro said, "I'm the only person here."
Mm-hmm. And that's happened at the hotel. That's happened at a different bed and breakfast here in town. We've had that "I'm the only person in this building" experience quite a bit, especially here. Mm-hmm. When I hear voices, that scares me.
Well, especially
the first time I ever heard it, I was on the top floor, and I was down and out of this building right away. What is going on?
I like the locks, the way your building works with the locks.
Yes, where they deadbolt, and they even deadbolted me outside. Luckily, I was going after my vacuum sweeper across the street that was borrowed, and I came back, and the door was locked, but there was a customer inside. She was laughing because I was laughing, but she let me inside, and I was glad she did.
Yeah, okay, like, excuse me, deadbolt, mm-hmm. It has to have help to do that.
And another merchant with another store down the street saw it happen. So it's just not me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how long have you been in Weston now?
I've owned this building for 21 years now.
Wow.
It's almost ready to graduate from college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. With that big, helpful student loan.
That's right. Very, very true. Yeah.
Okay.
I brought it up from baby stage all the way up. So we have the old-fashioned soda fountain. And the old nostalgic candy. It's so funny when people come in and say, "Oh, look at all this old candy." I said, "No, it's not old. Mm-hmm. It's just memories from your past," which is a lot of fun.
Okay, it's like a reboot.
A reboot of my memory of, do you remember when we were on the street and with the candy sticks and roll them up in our sleeve? And yeah.
Okay, what's going to happen this year? I want to give people a chance to sign up. So hang on a second here. I pulled the website up for you guys just so if whoever is listening, whatever time they're listening, westongalleria.com. Okay, westongalleria.com. And it's Ghost Tales of Weston. That's what the event is called. There are four nights, the 19th, the 20th, the 26th, and 27th. And so Friday and Saturday nights. And if you have a chance to go, this is every year there's always something unique that happens. And so it's not like anything's planned. These are ghost stories. They show up if they feel like it. And then the people who visit the event or are staying in town get to say, "Oh, yeah, uh-huh, I don't think it's real, but this is what happened."
Very true. You get your own experience, right? Now, Friday nights, we still have availability. Mm-hmm. The 20th and the 27th, we're getting close. So if anybody wants to attend those nights, they better reserve right away.
Book fast. Okay, and the phone number for that, I've got it. Go ahead, 816-640-2825. All right,
correct.
So if you're listening or get on, you can also book online. We're going to take a quick break and come back with who is on this year, who's on the schedule for the tour. Is the candle shop?
Yes, okay. Jeff and the candle shop will be there, yes.
Okay, hold on. We'll come back and we'll talk about that. All right, you're listening to Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. It isn't spooky. Well, maybe. It depends on your perspective. Next on KCMO Talk Radio, Boo. KCMO, Wendy's Coffee House, Talk Radio, 7:10 a.m. If you're listening, you know, if you want to check it out on the radio. In the meantime, though, it's also on an audio boom podcast, 24/7. Convenient. I love it. Ghost Tales of Weston happens this year, Friday, October 19th, the 20th, Saturday, and then again the next weekend, the 26th and 27th. So as Verna said earlier, that the Saturday nights are getting pretty full. So if you're interested, book those now. There's also another thing going on, the Tea Party. And this is October 30th. This is like a dress-up costume party, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Are you ready for this one?
I don't know.
It's during the day. So we're going to weed out a lot of people that have to work, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's a tea party, and part of the proceeds will go to our community theater. It's the same way with Ghost Tales of Weston Dinner Theater. Now, with my flyer, I have stated, we encourage you to wear dark, witchy, appropriate attire.
Mm-hmm.
Adults only. Please leave your little goblins at home, because we're going to have an adult tea party. We're going to have a photo booth, a crystal ball, a cash bar, and prizes for the best dressed witch or warlock. We'll have prizes for other things, too, you know, ugliest, whatever.
And then, the person who didn't quite make the cut.
Mm-hmm, right. And the luncheon, this is also on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And the luncheon will be the Witch's Choice of Teas, Frog's Eye Salad, Ghastly Fowl Chicken on Croissant. And that's our signature raspberry chicken salad plus dessert. And I haven't decided about dessert, but it's going to be fun. There will be entertainment by the community theater. Now, the man that played Shrek, the way I understand, at the community theater this summer is going to be here. I'm trying to encourage them to do something from Shakespeare, you know, like the witches or from Hamlet.
Okay.
So it's gonna be, but I know you know Cheryl. I don't know if our media knows Cheryl or not.
No, explain.
But she's bringing a crystal ball.
Oh, Cheryl will have the crystal ball.
Cheryl will have the crystal ball, yes.
Okay.
So you know it's going to be a comedy central on that.
Okay, yes.
She's fun.
Cheryl is the one, the comedian who does a lot of your shows, and and if anybody local, they know exactly what we're talking about with Cheryl. I'm going to just say real quickly, westongalleria.com, details on the page. But let's get back into who's on the tour, because that's where the Weston Bend Candle Shop has really taken all of the, I guess, publicity, because their ghosts are active and they, you know, toss candles off shelves and things like that. They like to put on a show.
They do, yes. I'm just scanning the other places right now. No, there's no other place that really is as active as they are right now. I mean, we have ours present, but I think they're kind of tired. They'll still talk to us and they still throw things off the shelf. I found a dime the other day on the floor, you know, the pennies from heaven.
Yes.
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 Uh-huh. But, yeah, and he's a lot of fun. He's a good narrator. And then Nicolette down the street, she's kind of active also.
Mm-hmm.
That's the statue from the 1930s that causes havoc every once in a while.
Well, okay, hold on a second. Let's go back. I'm going to recap here. For the Weston Bend Candle Shop, Jeff and his wife moved in, and they had a previous location that was kind of, it was an alleyway. So it didn't have any of the karma, the drama, the old inhabitants. It was kind of a clean space. When they relocated to the corner location, and neither of them really bought into, even though they were in Weston around all these ghosts, neither of them, they were both kind of skeptic, and especially his wife. And so with that, then they move to the corner, and all of a sudden things are happening, and his wife, he's by himself at the shop, and his wife is going, you know, thinking he's just making some of this stuff up, or he's just getting a little bit, you know, carried away, maybe pulling her leg. And then when she has an experience and the ghost pulls her hair, the back of her neck, very hard, she finally gets convinced. Okay, so these are two people who were on the fence before, and now they're like front and center, we've got ghosts, yep, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then with Nicolette. Nicolette's another story, because she's actually a statue.
She's a statue, but she causes things to freeze when it's hot outside. Yes. And she's forlorn because she doesn't have her date ready to take her to the ball. And I'm sure that she's still pining for him as a statue.
Well, at one point, there was supposed to be another statue. She was part of a pair. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So when they separated them, mm-hmm. she became like an ice cube.
Yes. Very, very cold personality. Very frigid.
Yeah, from the stories. Now, when you go to the event, you'll hear the stories and maybe a little bit more behind the scenes from the people, you know, especially Jeff. He's the owner of the shop, so mm-hmm. he'll give you some of that stuff. The thing, have you had anybody talk about these ghosts going home with them?
Oh, yes, that happens quite a bit. Yes, one went home with me many years ago. Well, Captain James, I assume.
Yes, well, yeah, he's still
with
you.
He's right there, yes. I always considered him as my guardian angel because he's always with me.
Well, he's the focal point of your shop, too, because that desk, and for people who haven't heard that story, that desk is kind of what got you, what launched you.
It brought me to the front burner, yes. Yes. I mean, I've always had feelings of ghosts whenever they were present. I would always have, ever since I was tiny, because I grew up in a house where there was ghosts.
Okay. Now, hold that. All right. We're going to continue about Captain James. So in the next mm-hmm. break, I want you to explain, because you grew up in, well, I won't even say it. We'll get that to the next break. But okay, so with Captain James, well,
yes.
This was an antique shop. So tell the story about the desk.
Okay. I had another antique shop in Clicomo, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was compelled to come up here to Weston and look at a building. I bought the building that night. Hmm. Well, I put a contract on the building. You know, you can't buy it just right away.
Right.
And I put a contract on it, and I brought the desk, which I had at the other shop, which I acquired in downtown Kansas City many, many years ago. I brought him with me up here. And it seems like he just melded here and got along with the other ghost. Well, one of the other ghost spirits, he's a practical joker. And the two of them seemed like they were constantly playing jokes on us when we first opened the store. They still do.
Mm-hmm.
We still walk in, we find strange things, like the door being closed, a lot deadbolted, and how do you get in, and creaky stairs, and things out of place. Like I said, they're still practical jokers.
Well, and somebody got pushed down the stairs at one point, just a little bit of a shove.
Just a shove, but that was it. And then people walking up the steps. I always say, watch out about middle way of the front stairs, because you could feel a cold spot. Sometimes I sit on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're just laughing and laughing. Look what I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the desk came with you, and that's where basically he's the focal point. You can find out more about this at the dinner, but that I thought was really important because it gave you a whole new venue and a whole new approach to doing your restaurants.
And then coming to Weston, yes, at that, yes. And then many years ago, downturn of the economy, what are we going to do when antiques stop selling? And I was proficient. No, let's say I'm more than an amateur in antiques. I know what I'm kind of talking about once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped selling, so I had to do something. So I turned the top floor into quote-unquote tea room / restaurant. And we do the dinner theaters here. We do banquets, special events. Now, the eclipse last year, we had an absolute ball in this town.
Mm-hmm.
It was a party. A good party.
Hold on, because we're going to go back now and talk about your growing up in a haunted house, okay?
Right.
Verna Quartz is the owner of Main Street Galleria, upstairs and Tea Room in Weston, Missouri. And so when we were talking about all these places like in Utah or Sedona or Arkansas that are haunted, and you can go check those out. This is, if you're in the Midwest, this is a conveniently located nearby spot that does have a ton of Civil War history in addition to the haunted history. And if you have not experienced anything like that, get outside your comfort zone and suspend the disbelief and say, what if? And when you go here, this is a good opportunity. I've talked to a lot of people who had no intention of having an encounter. And then something happened, and it's like, what was that? Well, Weston, you can have your what was that moment. And a little bit of good dinner to go with it. Coming up next, more with Verna Quartz. on KCMO Talk Radio. KCMO Talk Radio, it's Wendy's Coffee House. You can check out the blog, wendyscoffeehouse.com, and I've got Sci-Fi Connects there. I'm sorry, I have not been able to update it as much as I'd like. At least once or twice a week, I always post something, and sometimes three and four times a week. But we have been moving, and my animals have taken a priority, getting them relocated and vet bills and all that good stuff. And I do believe in pet ghosts and that kind of thing, too. I'm apparently going to inherit one here in the very near future. But so that part has kind of taken front and center. In the meantime, though, the stuff that I really enjoy this time of year is all the celebration of people finally saying, okay, it's okay. I have permission to go experience a haunted place. And it isn't that they're not haunted 24/7 every day of the year. It's that there's a focus, and then people who haven't had experiences come back and say, you know what, I had something that really changed my mind, and that's what I like about this. It's an eye-opening for a lot of people time of year. So if you want to do that, Ghost Tales of Weston is a perfect opportunity to go out with friends, have a great dinner, and hear the stories, and maybe have an encounter in Weston, Missouri. But Verna, you are the perfect person to be in this spot because you grew up in a haunted house. Can you share a little bit, just give people a background of what it's like? Because I think there's a certain personality that is a lot more comfortable with this stuff because they don't get frightened with every slam door, curtain that closes or opens or things that fall out of nowhere to hit the floor or to hit you on the back of the head. So those kind of things, what was it like growing up in a haunted house?
You really didn't realize you were growing up in a haunted house until something sparks your interest. I am what I call the only child of six. Mm-hmm. There were three siblings that were 10 years older than me and two siblings that were 10 years younger than me. Poor mama, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. But when my father passed away, we all got together, we all put our blankets on the floor because my mother would not go back upstairs when my father passed away. And we had kind of a slumber party. And each one of us generations were telling stories. And then someone said, is there ghosts in this building? All of us, every one of us from each generation. Well, so-and-so told the lady to walk away. I was the one that had a dream that I was burning on a fire and she was trying to save me.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest sister, which just graduated from KU at the time, had a drawing of her. And she went and got it, showed it to me, and I said, you know, that's the exact same lady that I saw, except her nose is a little bit incorrect, down to the clothes that this lady was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I'm not good at drawing noses. So that pretty well solidified that.
Yes.
That there was ghost in that building.
You were seeing the same one. Mm-hmm.
I was living at the time. We were going to college at University of Emporia, Kansas State University, Emporia.
Mm-hmm.
And when my father passed away, we had just built a big house out in the country. And my father had come to see it about 2-3 months before that. And he was standing out on the patio just looking out over the land because we had a little bit of land with it. And I walked up to him and I said, it's pretty out here, isn't it? And he said, mm-hmm, because he was a man of very few words.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me in September and said, we're coming down there. We're going to go to so-and-so and so-and-so, and we're just going to stop by, stay overnight. I said, okay, come on down. That night, wind started coming through the upstairs bedrooms, and it was horrendous wind. It was sort of like, you know, you're walking against a hurricane. And I shut my son's bedroom window. He was fast asleep. The wind was still blowing. So I went to the other son's bedroom, and I closed his windows. Still, it was blowing. And then I went to my north bedroom, closed the window, and the wind stopped, completely stopped. Big deal. Where'd the wind go? I don't know. Let's go back to sleep. And about 2 hours later, my uncle called. And he said, your dad just died.
Mm.
And I thought, he came to say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me share just briefly. When my dad died, I knew that I couldn't make the trip. It was like a 5-hour drive, and they were saying the time is short. And so I asked, for forgiveness because I couldn't make it. And I was on the phone with my mom, standing on the front porch, and at the house that I have, you can see down the street, and there's a church. And at the point, we were talking about Dad, and I was saying, you know, there's no way. I just can't do this. It will be too late by the time I get there. And there's this incredible rainbow. And I mean absolutely, you know, bright, just technicolor, fluorescent, beautiful colors at the top of the steeple of that church at the time I'm talking with her. And I thought, and I knew, you know, I knew that he'd given me a message. Later on, he showed up and he said, and I could feel him, I could sense him. I said, what's going on? He said, I just came to see how the other half lives. And with my father, that would have been the perfect statement. I was like, okay, yeah, hi, Dad, how's it going?
Well, you know, funnies, when my grandfather died, and it, I think it kind of runs in the family that we have a sensitivity to spirits. He came back the night of his funeral. He came back to my little sister. And he was a big man. And he was dressed in her image. He was dressed in a suit. And he was looking for his shoes. He couldn't find his shoes whatsoever. Could not find his shoes. And his hands, he couldn't get his hands were in front of him on his belly. And he couldn't get his hands apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother-in-law was a mortician at the time, and he said, well, we don't bury people with their shoes on, and if they're big and they can't put their hands over their belly, you know, in a peaceful look,
mm-hmm.
we glue them together.
Oh, good grief.
Yes.
Okay, this is a behind-the-scenes, almost like TMI.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So your brother, wait, Vernet. Your brother was a mortician?
Brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I've known you for what? Oh, you know, 10 years or so, and this is the first time I realized that connection.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it's always something new. All right. So,
oh, yes.
So with the event, I'm going to come back in this next break we have to kind of break it down and who all is on, who else is on, because I think we got Nicolette and we got the Weston Bend Candle, but there are a couple of other places that people really, they are fascinating. And aside from the St. George Hotel, where you can actually stay, there's a story I've got with that one coming up, too. But do you mind just giving us a little bit more of a preview of what else might be on the docket for that night?
They're not solidified, but I'm trying, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll just kind of hint at the potential for them to be on. And if not, they'll be in town so they can actually visit or walk by or know where they are, okay?
Right.
All right,
exactly.
So we're going to take a quick break here. Again, westongalleria.com. You can go make a reservation online. The event coming up, 4 nights, all right? Now, the Saturdays sound like they're almost close to full, so act fast. But it's Main Street Galleria and Upstairs Tea Room, the nights, the 19th, the 20th, 26th, and 27th of October. And then, of course, if you want to do the fun thing during the day, you can do the tea party, the dress-up tea party, with prizes for the best warlock and the witch, maybe, or the worst, depending on perspective, if you're really into it. Up next, it's Wendy's Coffee House on KCMO Talk Radio with my guest, Vernet Quartz. Stick around. We're not done spooking you out yet. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Glad to have you along. You know, if you are just now tuning in, the first time to listen, check out the podcast archives, Audio Boom. And I always try to put a little bit of a promo preview, something on there to give you a tease about what the topic is, and then a blog post to go along with that. And again, sorry, I've got two more to catch up with, all right? Because it's, I don't know if it's just fall, the end of summer, or if there's Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, all that, because that did have an influence. But I am catching up, all right? In the meantime, I'm still having fun. And Vernet Quartz is my incentive to get outside my comfort zone and come up and talk about this stuff with an audience, okay? Usually I just, you know, and I'm very comfortable in the closet or in what's called a radio studio because I don't have to worry about the performance. And the thing about seeing people and having them respond and go. And you can see when people are a little bit frightened or a little bit intimidated, or if they're completely and totally going, oh, yeah, right, not in this lifetime. So, you know, the skeptic. And that's the fun thing about it, because every one of these events is different. The crowd is different. The weather is different. And it's just kind of fun to see when something happens, the reaction of the group and how that changes the atmosphere for the night. So when we're doing this event, you're doing the dinner. It's Ghost Tales of Weston and the Main Street Galleria in Weston. You can do a Google, do MapQuest, find what you need to. Or if you want to make a phone call, do the phone call. The phone number one more time, 816-640-2825. All right. Verna is your hostess. And so tentatively, the candle shop will be on there. We always walk by and hear the tale for the St. George Hotel. And then there are a few other places. What are the tentative hot spots with Ghost Tales?
The way I understand the community theater, the volunteers that take you on this tour, they want to up their game this year. So they may have a few scenes that they act out, I'm hoping.
Oh, okay.
Right. But I'm pretty sure they'll do Bobby.
Okay.
The one close to the river, because that's such a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And the cafe, we're hoping that they'll do a good one on that one again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It may be the Hatchery House. I don't know if they plan to go inside, but they will talk about the Hatchery House.
Now, that's a B&B, isn't it?
A bed and breakfast, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Bryce Fuller's house, because Terry, the owner, just loves it this time of year. And he is going to have his house on the Christmas Candlelight Homes Tour this year.
Yes. And that Terry, with that one, this is a historic location, and they got that basically by submitting their information and trying to get for auction the home that needed some major restoration. And it was what they consider kind of a fluke that they even ended up with it. And then when they go in, then they also ended up with a few extras that hadn't been on the list that were up for sale. And in other words, it was still inhabited, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
By spirits.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the fun one's when he was up on the ladder painting, and something scared him. He was looking through the window, and when you're up on a ladder, the last thing you want is to have somebody touch you or somebody who isn't in the house look at you from outside the window. And so those kind of things are part of that history with that house. And then they usually have something in the windows, you know, a little the Halloween festive look. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't want a dead body in the window. Just for whatever. Don't need that.
They haven't put those in there yet, but it was so cute. The bride and groom that looks out at you, it's
mm-hmm.
so cute. And then I think what they've been talking about, the volunteers, is walking you back through the park. Well, you know, through the park with the candle, the beautiful street lights that they have down
yeah,
there,
yeah.
Anything can jump out at you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I don't think you were in that group last year when the lawyer here in town was narrating, and he said that the lady was looking for her long-lost lover, and just be careful around the trees that he might jump out at you.
Okay, no, I wasn't.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
A good thing. And now, the other thing, too, about the tour is you don't have to do that. This is a haunted town, daytime or nighttime. So time of day really isn't... people think that, the houses are only haunted at night, or at least you pay more attention. No, it's 24/7, and that's, I think, people get confused or but misled by a lot of the Hollywood horror stuff, because it doesn't really... That's film. It's movies. It's affectation. It's just everything's done for with the entire purpose of getting you off kilter so you'll be frightened. Well, a lot of times the ghosts are there for a reason, and they're trying to get your attention more than frighten you. And sometimes it can be frightening, but that isn't always the intent. And like you're talking about, you know, years give you they apparently have an endless supply of coins.
Right.
Did you always get pennies and dimes and all that?
Right. We're always finding coins on the streets or in this building. Even dollar bills sometime. I found one a couple weeks ago on the floor.
And you
like
have
I
people,
say,
also the paranormal people. I'm looking at the time thing, and I wanted to get this last thing. You've had people
that's
come
right.
visit to check out that you're haunted, and that's the fun part is when they come in and they come out and say, yeah, you're haunted.
Sometimes. And then you have the... people that, oh, we've just started this society and we want to make sure that we hit all the really good ones. And sometimes the spirits don't like that. And they shut up and they said, we don't want you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, it's like quiet, no activity, zero.
No activity.
And yeah, when they've been super active all the other times and then somebody comes in. It has to do, I think, more with a little the ego. That once,
correct.
You know, once you claim this thing and then they say, yeah, we saw you coming.
Except for you, Wendy.
Oh, yeah, right. I really enjoy your space, and I think it's a positive space. And you've had to clear out that space when you've had some people come in with that dark energy. And, if you're listening and you don't understand right. that, when it's happened, there's a residue and there's a feeling. You don't feel good. You might feel nauseous. You might have things happen. All of a sudden, the lights, everything feels dark, and it does make a difference. And when Verna had this happen before, she's like, don't need to repeat that. You haven't had that recently, right?
I'm afraid it's going to happen again.
Ah!
This year. So I just want to warn you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it may happen. We're going to try and nix it, if at all possible. We've already got the vibrations that it may happen.
Okay. Well, and having done this before, just a word to the novice, this stuff can travel. All right. And I love hearing that about the Skinwalker Ranch with Robert Bigelow saying that some of the things that happened, you know, people would leave and the entity, the energy, that anomaly would then show up on location at their house. This isn't something that's unusual. It's something that if you deal with this stuff, it happens. It's just part of it. And if you don't want it to happen, then you kind of change your thoughts or change what you're doing and you can shift the energy. But that's a very real part of dealing with ghosts and other entities, that they aren't stuck in one place the way we are. And so you just kind of have to prepare yourself for what if and deal with it if it happens. Verna, you're taking reservations. And again, we're going to wrap up here. It's a Main Street Galleria upstairs in Tea Room. And people are welcome to pick any night. But right now, the Saturday nights look like they're getting close to book. So make a quick call. 816-640-2825, sorry, or check out westongalleria.com, the website. Verna, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me so I can talk to you, Wendy.
You have your costume ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, but there may be another one added in, too, so we'll see.
Okay, all right. Well, we're ready.
I went to Las Vegas in March and saw all kinds of other things, so yes, it sparked my interest, yes.
Okay. Did the ghosts go with you?
They're always with me.
Okay. Well, then we're looking forward to it, and thank you for inviting me. I love this. This is one of my favorite times of year. And so
wonderful.
If you you can also buy, Verna has a cookbook, and she also has the Ghost Tales of Weston books to give you a little bit of a background on some of the ghosts that we didn't talk about. But there are so many things going on, and definitely the St. George Hotel is worth, you know, stop in and have a cheer or two. And just see what if anybody else joins you at your table, seen or unseen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time, stay curious. Check out the website, Wendy's Coffee House. I'll put some links up here to areas near Weston and also some other little stories behind the scenes that are further out, like the Utah. I'll put the links to that, the Skinwalker Ranch, and then the Bradshaw Ranch in Sedona. I did talk with Jocelyn Buckner about the Bradshaw Ranch, and I'm thinking I want to just go visit that area again to find out if there's something I didn't pick up on the last time we were there. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And Verna will be looking forward to seeing you at the Ghost Tales of Weston event this year. So take care. And anything's possible. Don't be afraid. Just say, what if?